And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. We are given this challenge to do everything, whether it's our words or whether it's our actions, to do it all in the name of Jesus. And I've been challenged by that myself because the scripture calls us to do life. Everybody say life. To do life in the name of Jesus. What does it mean to do life in the name of Jesus? I believe that's calling us that we are to live our life in such a way that it honors Jesus and that it honors His name. To live in such a way as Christians that it is obvious to everyone that His name, that Jesus' name is more important than our name. That Jesus' name is more important than our church's name. And so this scripture, to do all in word or deed, is a mandate to do life as believers in such a way that it is obvious to everybody that Jesus is Lord. Amen? And we are a people. We are a church. I am a preacher that believes in absolutely in the power of Jesus' name. There is not just some power. There is not just a portion of power. The Bible says, but all power in heaven and in earth is in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say that name again? Amen. Colossians 1 verse 18 says, and He is the head of the body. Jesus is the head of the body. He's the head of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have preeminence, that He might be the preeminent one. One of the first miracles to be recorded after Pentecost was the healing of the lame man at the Gate Beautiful. You can read that story in Acts chapter 3 from verses 1 through to 11. You read that Peter and John, they went up to the temple to pray, and there was a man sitting in the gate. He had been laid there every day, and the Bible says that this lame man was lame from his mother's womb. He would go day after day and sit there at the Gate Beautiful, and he would be asking for money from everybody that would go into the temple. And when Peter and John approached him that day, no doubt he asked them for money. No doubt he put his hand out or his bowl out. And in verse 6, it tells us what Peter said to him, this man at the Gate Beautiful. He said, silver and gold have I none. Throw that scripture up. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. The Bible says that Peter took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up, he stood and walked, and he entered into the temple with them. He wasn't just walking. The Bible says that his walk turned to a leap, and he was praising God. You see, this man experienced the power of Jesus' name. This man used to be laid at the gate every single day with no hope, just hoping for another dollar, just hoping for another day's sustenance, just hoping for some more food on his table. But he got a little bit more than he bargained for that day. He was here in the power of Jesus' name. And everybody say amen. Amen. And so the crowd comes. Everybody wants to see what the commotion is about. I mean, nobody could stop this lame man leaping. He's jumping, he's praising God. And they began to preach. The crowd forms 5,000 people. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, they heard and believed the word. And so they took the opportunity, as I am doing today, as the crowd assembled to preach about Jesus. The commotion was great. It attracted the crowd. And in verse 16, it says, they spoke of Jesus. They said, and His name. They said, and His name. Through faith in His name, this man has been made strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by Him hath given this perfect soundness in the presence of all. Peter and John are saying, this miracle, the excitement that you are seeing in this man's eyes, this jumping and leaping, it is all because of the power of Jesus' name. Before, this man had no hope. Before, he just hoped for a dollar. Before, he just hoped for a few coins in his pocket. But he got what he was looking for when he was healed in the power of Jesus' name. I've come to tell you that Jesus is the hope of all nations. Jesus is the hope of every heart. And whoever you are today, maybe you're not lame physically. Maybe you have some sort of emotional lameness. Maybe you've got some sort of need. Maybe you've got some sort of addiction. Maybe you feel completely lost and don't know where you're going. I've come to tell you today that Jesus is the hope of every nation. Praise God. It follows that Peter and John were persecuted. Why were they persecuted? Because they preached in that name. Acts 4 verse 3 tells us they were thrown in jail. Important people in Jerusalem tried them, took them to court. And they said, by what power and by what name have you done this? And Peter and John can't understand. They said, why are we made thrown in jail for doing a good thing? This lame man, didn't you see him? You saw him for yourself. He was in destitute. He was in need. And here we have, he has been healed in the name of Jesus. Why don't you understand? Why are you persecuting us? And the irony for us today is that there is opposition today to the name of Jesus in the world. There still is. You can use the word God. You can use the word Christ. You can use every word. But as soon as you mention the name of Jesus, there is opposition. You never hear any other God, whether it's Buddha or Confucius or whatever other God, you never hear any other God used as a substitute for a curse word. But many people, because of the power of Satan in this world, they will use the name of Jesus and they will substitute it when they hit their finger with a hammer. They will substitute that name. That curse word, and they will use that beautiful name of Jesus. You see, the devil knows the power of Jesus' name. And they said this in verse 10 of Acts chapter 4. Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him, that is Jesus, does this man stand before you whole. They say, Jesus is the stone which you builders, you made nothing off him. Everybody else thought Jesus was nothing. This is the stone which is set at naught of you builders. But he has become, what does it say? The head of a corner. Neither is there salvation in any other. What name is it? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And just in our short reading just today, we can already see from the Word of God that number one, there is healing in the name of Jesus. And number two, there is salvation in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Are you glad that you've got Jesus? Are you glad that you're a Christian? Are you glad that you have got Jesus on your side? See, when he is on the throne, everything's all right. All things work together to them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Amen. We have an assurance. I'm glad that I've got Jesus because he is the hope of every heart. He's the hope of every family. He's the hope of every city. He's the hope of every country. He's the hope of all nations. You see, there are many compound names of God in the Old Testament. We read the name Jehovah Elohim, which means the Lord, our Creator. We read the names Jehovah Adonai, which means the Lord, the Master. We read the name Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord, the Provider. We read the name Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord is our healer. Jehovah Nissi, and we've got a beautiful young girl sitting in the front row, and her name is Nissi, and it is the Lord, the banner. Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord is our peace. Jehovah Shaphat, which means the Lord, the judge. Jehovah Sidkenu, the Lord, the righteous. Jehovah Shammah. Where is Shammah today? He's here somewhere. His parents named him Shammah. What a great name. It means Jehovah Shammah means the Lord ever present. And so we find in the Old Testament this continual progressive revelation of who God is. When Abraham needed a lamb, He was Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. When Israel needed protection from disease and sickness, he was Jehovah Rapha, which is the Lord that heals. When Israel needed victory over their enemies, he was Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. And Gideon knew him as the Lord, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our peace. But all of these names in the Old Testament were just a small glimpse of who God is. None of these Old Testament names on their own revealed a complete revelation of God's nature. But when the fullness of time came, God satisfied the longings of his people. God satisfied the longings of every tongue and every tribe. God satisfied the longings of every nation. And he revealed himself in all of his power and revealed himself in all of his glory. And he did it through the name of Jesus. And that is why the name of Jesus is the greatest name, the most precious name. Hallelujah. Jesus is the culmination of all of the Old Testament names. The angel announced to Mary, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The heavenly announcement was given to Joseph, and they said, call his name Jesus, because he shall save his people from their sins. The year is progressing fast. We're coming up to Christmas. Surely in every church they will read Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, which is a prophecy of Jesus' birth. The Christmas verse, the Christmas prophecy. And Jesus was the fulfillment of that prophecy in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, when they said, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You see, that wonderful child, that baby in Mary's hands, the baby in Mary's arms, was to be known, yes, as the Mighty God, yes, the Everlasting Father, but his name was Jesus. And in Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him. Jesus is the hope of all nations. You see, the government shall be upon his shoulders. He is the greatest. And I want to recognize that we do have somebody here from the government today. It's lovely to have Alistair Coe with us today. But you know, he's a Christian. He knows that his greatest help in government is Jesus and prayer. Let's pray for our government. Amen. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. He is the hope of all nations. You see, when you have Jesus, you have a Redeemer, you have a guide, you have the living God, you have the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, you have the Almighty, you have a healer, you have a Savior, and it all is wrapped up in the name of Jesus. Praise God. I was just over 2 years ago, I was in India, and we were in quite an interesting city, which you could probably call the Mecca. Mecca is the central place for Muslims to worship. But this place, Varanasi, is the place, the Mecca equivalent for Hindus. And I was there with Brother Daniel. He's my witness. And we traveled there. We had a little bit of a cough and a cold. And when we got there, we were sharing a room there. And I woke up in the morning the day that we were going to preach. We would go on to preach 18 times. I would go on to preach 18 times in 2.5 days in that period of time. And I woke up in the morning with no voice. Brother Daniel knows. He was there. No voice at all. Started to think, what am I going to do? I mean, sometimes you just lose your voice and you got a husky voice. Sometimes you can make a bit of an airy sort of sound. I couldn't make a sound. I was trying to figure out what we're going to do. I mean, just give Brother Daniel my notes and you could just do your best. Read the notes or something like that. He's looking at me like, oh my goodness, we better pray. And so he left me. I was preparing to go and preach that day. He went down to get breakfast and I started to get ready. And as I started to, I just started to say that name. I just started to say Jesus. Jesus. At first, it was just an airy sort of sound coming out of my voice. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And eventually, after I got ready, I started to feel my voice coming back. I could hear myself, at least. I thought, you know what? If they give me a nice loud microphone, I'll be able to do something for at least one session. And I just began to say Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. And I went there that day and I began to preach. And yes, at the beginning it was quiet. It wasn't as powerful as my voice usually is. But as the day went on, Brother Daniel will testify, my voice came back completely loud and powerful. Not so much so that I went from my weakest state when I didn't have a voice to preach the most I've ever preached in my whole life in a short period of time. And I tell you how it happened. All by the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. You see, the devil thought that he was able to shut up the vessel. He thought that through his power that somehow he was able to stop the word of God being proclaimed. But through the power of the name of Jesus, the word of God was shared there in India. People have been baptized. People have been filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the hope of all nations. Clap your hands to the Lord. Jesus is everything to everybody. Whatever you need, your answer is in Jesus. To the architect, he is the chief cornerstone. To the astronomer, he is the bright and morning star. To the baker, he is the bread of life. To the builders today, to the stonemasons, he is the sure foundation. To the carpenter, he is the door. To the doctors, he is the great physician. To the educators, he is the teacher. To the electrician, Brother Matthew, he is the light of the world. To the farmer, he is the sower and the Lord of the harvest. I've come to tell you, Jesus is everything you need. He is everything to everybody. Praise God. To the fireman, he is the water of life. To the florist, he's the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. To the geologist, he's the tried stone and he's the rock of ages. To the historian, he's the ancient of days. To the jeweler, he's the pearl of great price. To the jewelry, he's the faithful and true witness. To the laborer, he is the giver of rest. To the lawyer, he is the advocate and the mediator. To the merchant, he is the pearl of great price. To the news reporter, he gives good tidings of great joy. To the pharmacist, he is the balm of Gilead and the anointment. To the philosopher, he is the wisdom of God. To the photographer, he is the express image of God. To the printer, he is the word of God. To the publisher, he is the author. To royalty, he is the King of Kings. To the shepherd, he is the Lamb of God. To the student, he is the truth. And to the theologian, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And it's all in what name? It's all in the name of. It's all in the name of. It's all in the name of. Because Jesus is the hope of all nations. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus is the hope of all nations. Jesus is the hope of all nations. Whatever your need is, your answer is found in Jesus. Just this week, and I'm closing. Went and was talking to some brothers that do outreach. They reach out to people on the streets in their mess, in their dire situations, homeless, poor of every type, drug addicts. And some of them have only been living for God for just a short time, maybe a week or maybe 2 weeks. They would go and find these people in their dire situation, in their calamity, in their trial, in their sickness, in their homelessness, in their poverty. They would find people and they would talk to them. They weren't theologians. They hadn't been attending church very long. They weren't preachers of the gospel. But they would simply go up to people and say, have you tried Jesus? Have you tried Jesus? And I ask you today, do you know him today? Do you know Jesus? Because he is the hope of all nations. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 21, and all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved, because Jesus is the hope of all nations. Whatever your need is today, and I know there are many needs represented here today, we're not going to have time for an altar call, but draw close to Jesus. Start praying. Start seeking his face. The Bible says, if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. Have you made him your Lord? Have you called on his name? Have you been baptized in his name? The Bible says when we are baptized in his name, we receive the forgiveness and the remission of sins. Jesus is the hope of all nations. Amen. Let's stand all across this place right now. Jesus is the hope of all nations. Let's lift our hands all across this place before we go and fellowship. And God is just speaking to someone right now. Lord Jesus, we love you today. We thank you, Lord, for the power of your name. We thank you, Lord, that you are everything to everybody. Lord, whatever our need, Lord, our answer is found in you. Come on, let's just call out his name just a moment, brothers and sisters. Just pray in whatever way you feel right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, say his name.